Welcome back to a new episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. And in this episode, we're talking about a wonderful topic because it is literally applicable in every single life situation that you're in. I myself try to live by it. It's the saying, love it, leave it, or change it. And it's not just a saying. It's more than that. It's actually a philosophy that allows you to literally always make the right decision because you either love something so you're completely fine with it and you flow with it, it gives you good feeling and you genuinely are satisfied with the status quo. The second option is to leave it behind, to move on if necessary. And the last is to change it, so to actively influence the situation that you're in. And I had a wonderful conversation with a friend actually yesterday, and we talked about this. And, you know, it just came to me that complaining won't get you far. It's as simple as that. It's like, if you complain about things, you aren't changing them. You aren't leaving them, and you're certainly not loving them. So there is no actual level of agency involved, if you will, because you're just taking things as they are, even though you don't like them, and you're not actively working on a solution. You're just complaining about what is. And I feel you if you are prone to complaining, because I used to be that as well. I used to complain about my studies all the time. I was really dissatisfied. And instead of changing the situation, I felt trapped and I felt like I couldn't change anything. I certainly didn't love it, but I also couldn't leave it because obviously I couldn't just, you know, throw in the towel and just move on with my life because what would I have done? So I decided to finish my studies, and it was actually, in hindsight, the right decision because I had come very far. I had invested a lot of money, but all so much more importantly, a lot of time and effort and heart energy into what I was doing. So I respect my own decision, but I don't like how I handled the situation. So I try not to complain about things, but to be really precise in acknowledging my own feelings in the moment without sharing them openly, and to just do one of those three things: either learning to love the situation, leaving it altogether, or changing something about it. And the change can also come about in your personal view of the situation. So sometimes it's not just about the circumstances and really actively shaping them in a sense, but sometimes it's even more important that we change our inner landscape and the way that we show up. Yeah, so that's really my secret, if you will. It's doing one of those things and nothing else. And I thought I'd share it with you because it serves as a little reminder to just live more happily. And I really hope that you liked this episode as much as I did. Recording it was really fun. Please make sure to subscribe and to rate my podcast wherever you're listening. I really appreciate you, and I'll catch you very soon. Bye.